This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, why it's great being English. But first, what American kids are doing these days to get high. Teenagers are increasingly rejecting such street drugs as ecstasy and cocaine for drugs they can find in their parents' medicine cabinets. That's the finding of two recent studies. Carol Falkowski is with the Drug and Alcohol Treatment Center Hazelden in Minnesota. And welcome to Day to Day.
Yeah, thank you.
According to a study by the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, that study released yesterday, 20% of teenagers have tried prescription painkillers such as Vicodin and OxyContin to get high. Is this a new phenomenon?
Well, this is something other surveys have found for the past number of years, and I think we need to put it in perspective with other drugs of abuse. It is still the case that at least 4 out of 10 kids are going to use marijuana before they get out of high school, and 8 out of 10 kids are going to use alcohol. So even though this prescription drug abuse is now being reported by more kids than may use crack or ecstasy or meth or LSD, we still have the top drugs of abuse among kids that are alive and well.
Hmm. There where you are at the Hazelden Treatment Center, are you seeing kids who have abused prescription painkillers, and what's the effect of that?
Well, most kids who go down the path of heavy drug abuse and wind up entering a treatment program for it will use whatever they can get their hands on to get high, and use whatever they can get their hands on to prolong their highs. So increasingly, they're turning to medicine cabinets. I think we need to realize that we live in a culture where 5 million children take a prescription drug every day for a behavior disorder. So kids see drugs all around them. They see their friends taking prescription drugs, and they learn from a very early age that if you take a pill, you get a mood change. In addition, it is still the case that kids' number one source of information comes from television, and in the past few years, we've seen direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs. So they get messages from the media about take a pill. So it's this pill culture that really is the context that surrounds these findings of more kids using it. And I think we also need to realize that what this survey found is the percentage of kids who had ever tried them, even once. So that it also includes in these numbers kids who may have taken an extra pain pill after dental surgery, or kids have may have tried their friend's Ritalin once or something. We're talking about lifetime use, not really regular use, and I think that's important to comment on as well.
Mm-hmm. And relatively speaking, if your kid is going to be doing drugs, would you rather have them do these drugs than heroin or cocaine?
Well, a lot of kids think, because they see these drugs all around them, that there's some inherent safety in a pill. If it's dangerous, it wouldn't be in pill form, and if it were dangerous, I wouldn't be able to get a hold of these pills. So it's really kind of complicated, but I think the take-home message for parents and adults listening to this is that you need to be very mindful if your child is one of these 5 million children who takes a prescription drug every day to pay attention to it, count it, monitor it, and also watch your medicine cabinet. And also in the area of over-the-counter drugs, pay attention to that. I have talked to a number of kids who just go to the family sort of allergy cabinet and take cold medicine that they never have to purchase. And if the box says take no more than 4 in 24 hours, we're talking about kids who will take 16 pills at a time. So
let me just ask you, what kind of high do you get off of cold medicine?
Oh, these kids, if they take 16, like Coracidin at a time, they get profound hallucinations that last up to 24 hours, and they are so impaired they can't even speak.
Wow.
And I've talked to a kid who said, this is a direct quote, he goes, you know, you'd never think a kid would get high just from using cold pills, but it worked for me. And the same kid's father said, you know, it wasn't until it was 3:30 in the morning, we're in the emergency room and they're pumping out his stomach, that I had any idea, because we all have allergies in our family and we have a cabinet where we keep it. And when that stuff runs out, we buy more and, you know, we just don't even pay attention to it. So there's all this world of possibility around pills, and I think it's really our responsibility as adults to start paying attention to it.
Carol Falkowski is Director of Research Communications at the Hazelden Foundation. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.